101.3 WIBD AM 1470. Let me go back to, 1980 for Lip Sync and their biggest hit, Funky Town. You know, that was a big disco song back in the day. Were you a disco guy, Larry?
In fact, I was. Yeah. And I'm sure my wife is listening, and she'll get a little chuckle out of that because she knows I was the disco guy back in the day.
Community conversation this morning. Larry Millard from Washington County Master Gardeners in the studio with us. Good morning. It's good to see you.
Good morning, Rick. Yeah, it's nice to be in the studio. It's been over a year, I think. Cheryl and I came about a year ago, a little over a year ago, and just before kind of COVID hit, and then we started doing this remotely. But yeah, it's amazing to be back.
Yeah, it really is. It's so much easier to do this way, I think.
It is. It wasn't too difficult, though, over the phone with you. You know, you're really a great interviewer.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It helps me along. It helps me to go through the process. So it's fantastic.
Well, let's remind people again of the Washington County Master Gardeners, who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So today I'll share our purpose, and that is the Extension Master Gardener Program educates, empowers, and supports volunteers to use university research-based information to extend Wisconsin idea, making a positive difference in our lives and communities.
All right.
Important part there is the research-based information. Everything we share, everything I speak with you about on these programs is research-based, and so we're making sure that we're following that.
Okay. All right. I would imagine that you're headed into a much more normal summer this year than last.
Yes, we are. We are still doing a lot of in fact, all of our meetings, May, June, July, in a outdoor setting, which gives us a little better chance to still kind of socially distance and making sure that we're out in the fresh air. So,
sure.
Yeah. So again, on Thursday, June 10th will be our next meeting, and we're going to be touring the Cedarburg Bog, which I have not been there, but I guess it's a fantastic area, nice walk, with some bugs. And we're going to be spending some time with the bug lady, Kate Redmond, that night. So we'll learn about bugs.
Okay. Native bugs.
Native bugs. We'll talk a little bit more about those a little bit later as we talk about some things.
Right, right. All right. And community gardens?
Community gardens are all planted, for the most part. We look forward to sharing that produce with the area seniors when we harvest that. The smiles on the faces of the seniors when we bring that produce to the senior center, it's just amazing to see. It is a very, very well worthwhile while we learn, and we have people come into the gardens as well, children at times, so we can have them learn what we're doing in the gardens. But then we also share that produce with the seniors at the senior centers, and they love it.
Now, we've talked about this before, but typically what kind of produce is coming out of those?
Well, yeah. So anything from peppers, tomatoes, carrots, onions, some squash. One of our master gardeners is big on squash. So anything from there, we actually weigh this stuff by the pound. So at the end of the season, we can report to the Wisconsin Master Gardeners how much produce we have delivered to our seniors. And it helps to track from year to year what we're doing and how we're increasing our efforts there.
Sure, sure. Well, and then let's talk about the Plant Advisor.
Plant Advisor, yes, certainly. That is one of our highly used programs, especially this time of year now, where things are starting to act up a little bit. Everything's pretty lush and pretty green and pretty fresh, but we're going to start to see some things, some disease, some insects, some things that where we're going to have questions about what is happening to my plant. And if you're looking for an answer to that, the
the Plant Advisor.
Thank you, sir. The Plant Advisor is a way to really get that answer.
Okay.
So you can hit that up at our website, which is wcmastergardeners.com. You drop down to the tab, the Contact Us. Then there's a form to fill out. Provide as many details as you can, and then one of our Master Gardeners will respond to your inquiry within 24 to 48 hours. If you prefer a phone call, if you're not quite into the internet yet, you can call the extension office at 262-335-4477, and Michelle over there would be happy to help you.
All right. That sounds good. So what kind of things should we be looking for here as we're at late May? Things should be in the ground already.
Oh,
right?
They should be. We're coming up on the biggest planting weekend. People are taking the extra day off on Monday. They're running out to the stores to buy their last-minute plantings. Many people say, I don't plant my tomatoes. I don't plant my peppers until Memorial Day. Well, here it is. It's this coming weekend. So everything can get out into the ground. Although I did see some 30s for Friday and Saturday night. Let's keep an eye on that and see if we have to cover things or what we're going to do. We'll see what happens.
Right, right. So, you can pretty much find plants anywhere these days, fresh stuff to get into ground this year.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot of plant sales going on this time of year. In fact, I visited the farmer's market, the West Bend Farmer's Market, this past Saturday. There were a ton of plants out there. And that's a great way to support the local growers. But you can go out at any given time and find any plants to get into your garden. You'll also find some just alongside the road. A little bit of a caution if you're purchasing plants from a person just off the road or maybe sharing with a friend. We do have the jumping worms now starting to creep into Wisconsin, so just be cautious that they could be in the soil that's attached to that plant, and you could be unknowingly bringing that into your garden, and that would give you a bit of a pest to worry about down the road, as they're very, very difficult to control.
Okay.
Almost as difficult as the Japanese beetle, two of which we're going to start to see a little bit more coming up.
Yeah, we are starting to. It's getting to be that time of year.
It is. It is. The pests are beginning to show up. Remember, pests can be insects, animals, or disease. Last night, in the city of West Bend, I had a woodchuck in my backyard. I'm not sure how I'm going to deal with him. I did a little research last night to try to figure out why he's coming into my yard and eating some of my tender seedlings.
Sure.
So I'm going to try to figure that out. And how I've learned to do that as a master gardener is to use something called IPM. Or integrated pest management. It really takes a sustainable, science-based decision-making process that combines biological, cultural, physical, and chemical tools to identify, manage, and reduce the risk from some pests. Sometimes it's just as easy as putting a barrier up, a fence. Sometimes it's like I do a lot of times, it's just, what can you tolerate? How much of that pest can you tolerate? Can you sacrifice a couple of seedlings? Can you sacrifice a few pieces of fruit and let everybody live in harmony? I use that most of the time. It is, in fact, an integrated pest management system.
But that doesn't always work, because sometimes it's not just the seedlings and the fruit. There's also some other destruction that comes along with some of them.
Absolutely. They can destroy your buildings. This woodchuck, as I read last night, can destroy an entire shed just gnawing at it and trying to get to whatever it's looking for. You know, there's going to be also, just to mention where we're talking about pests, on Wednesday, June 1st at 12 o'clock, there's going to be a free webinar that you can attend. You can see our Facebook page for it. But really what it is the effects of pesticides. So when we talk about pest management, you know, in various ways. One is to use pesticides or chemicals. This webinar will kind of show what is the effect of that on pollinators and songbirds. So it's great information to have.
Okay. All right. And again, a lot of folks, they've mowed their lawns several times. How many times so far, Larry?
Oh, I'm probably six or seven already. It's just the rain, between the rain and the malarganite, it's growing like crazy.
Yeah. And so people are already probably starting to do some composting.
Yes. The one of the best ways that you can increase your soil structure and be it more healthy for your plants is to compost. And compost anything that you can from your yard. Keep it from leaving there and going to either the landfill or to blow in your neighbor's yard in the case of leaves in the fall. Keep as much of that as you can. Combine it together. Have it break down. Add that to your soil. And you'll just get some amazing results.
Hmm.
Now is the time to get started and think about that process throughout the summer.
All right. All right. So I finally found my pepper seeds, by the way, that I'd saved from last fall.
Perfect.
And put them in some little, and they're finally sprouted.
Nice.
Now we're behind, I think.
We are behind a little bit.
But I figure if I put them in containers, then I can just move them.
Yes.
In the fall when it starts to get colder.
Exactly. That is what I do, too. I use, in fact, all of my peppers are in containers. I have 30 different varieties out this year.
Okay.
And I have all in about a 6.5-gallon container. One, you can put them out there early because the heat kind of hits that container, warms the soil a lot faster than in the ground. Two, I can neutralize or I can put with the nitrogen where I need it. I can concentrate that the feeding of these plants as they go because they're so small and in that container. But they do beautifully. They grow great. I have tomatoes also that I'm growing in containers. But the thing that you said was, yes, you can move them. So in the fall, when you start to get maybe some of those cold nights, if you have a place where you can move them where it's just a bit warmer, maybe up against the building that's holding some heat, you'll be able to extend their life well
All right.
Until the fall.
Now, do you put – I haven't done peppers in containers really. Do you do a couple plants per container? How big a container?
Well, I just do one plant in about a 6.5-gallon container.
Okay.
And I just do one plant and I build a little teepee so that I get some support as some of the peppers grow on there and so it doesn't fall over if the wind catches it or something like that. But, yeah, I've tried actually growing more than one pepper in a container, and I think they just do better by themselves.
Okay. Antisocial.
Well, yeah. In fact, peppers don't need other peppers to pollinate. They are self-pollinating.
Okay.
So, they truly could live all by themselves. One pepper plant in one location can produce fruit.
Huh. All right. All right. Well, we'll keep growing.
We will.
So, what else we're gonna keep? We got some time this weekend. Do some things. Maybe get the kids involved.
Yes, absolutely. We're gonna get a day off of work or two and have the kids come over, and have them help me plant. A couple of last-minute items. I usually end up with a couple of extra containers, and so we'll go out and we'll look for probably at this point it'll be something for the pollinators, some flowers to get into the garden, just a little bit to draw a few more of those pollinators in. Always. Rick, thank you. Thank you so much for having me back in.
You bet.
It's nice to be here.
Let's give them the contact information for Washington County Master Gardeners again.
Certainly. So the website is, again, wcmastergardeners.com. You'll get most of the information there. But really, check out our Facebook page. That's where you'll find most of the updates and most of the new happenings. And that is at facebook.com. That's WCWI Master Gardeners. And thanks again to Vicki Hopp and Connie O'Neill who take care of that program and keep it up to date for all of us.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll see you in we'll see you in a few weeks. Now, we're going to have we're probably going to have some. What are we going to have ready in a few weeks?
Well, in a few weeks, some of my tomatoes will be ready. They're flowering already. Sugar snap peas. I'll be snacking on those next week. Maybe I'll bring you some. You like sugar snap peas, fresh out of the garden?
I do.
I'll bring some. Those will be sort of at the tail end. But yeah, there'll be. It's wonderful to go through the summer.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Rick.
Larry Millard from Washington County Master Gardeners.